Malicious mental malpractice. Malicious means with evil intent, or really with deadly intent. It is an attempt to undermine the enduring qualities. Mental means in the realm of mind. Malpractice means wrong practice. One of the great fears of malpractice is that someone there is malpracticing on you here. You are believing in thought transference. Here are some things Mrs. Eddy has said on malpractice and thought transference. She says, quote, "You will learn that in science there is no transfer of evil suggestions from one mortal to another, for there is but one mind, and this ever-present, omnipotent mind is reflected by man and governs the entire universe." Close quote. It is your own belief in malpractice that causes all your grief and suffering. Again, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The transfer of the thoughts of one erring mind to another, science renders impossible." Close quote. Quote, "Never fear the mental malpractitioner, the mental assassin, who, in attempting to rule mankind, tramples upon the divine principle of metaphysics. For God is the only power." Close quote. The only way to handle malpractice is not to malpractice. You accuse someone of malpracticing. Are you sure they are? Yes, you say, you are positive of it. Then there can be no doubt that you are malpracticing when you think that of them. You know the story of Mrs. Eddy when an intoxicated man stopped her horses when out for a drive. She said, quote, "If that is the man I am seeing, then that is the man I am being, and I refuse to be that kind of man." Close quote. The man was instantaneously healed. If you are not hearing and seeing as mind, then you are not healing. Criticism is, more often than not, malpractice. It is pointing one's finger at another with the implication that I am not so bad after all. Any self-evident fault one has, one is not likely to criticize in another. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "It is self-evident that we are harmonious only as we cease to manifest evil or the belief that we suffer from the sins of others." When you accept sickness as a reality, you are powerless to reverse it. Do you honestly admit, without any reservation whatsoever, that there is only one mind, and that that mind embraces within itself all that is? If so, then you understand that, quote, "The exterminator of error is the great truth that God, good, is the only mind." Close quote. Error cannot reverse anything. It is impotent. Love reverses all unlike itself because love is omnipotent. Quote, "Error is always error. It is no thing." Close quote. Death, age. Mortal mind says there are two things of which we are sure, namely death and taxes. Mortal mind says this, and mortal mind is a liar, so really we cannot be sure of death. However, we shall discuss it. I'm not going to talk about taxes. I found two things about death in the writings of Plutarch that I wish to share with you. Plutarch says that Diogenes, a short time before his death, fell into a slumber, and his physician, rousing him out of it, asked him whether anything ailed him. Diogenes wisely answered, quote, "Nothing, sir, only one brother anticipates another, sleep before death." Close quote. You see, sleep and death are brothers. This is not unlike what Mrs. Eddy says in poems, quote, "Ah, sleep, twin sister of death and of night." Close quote. Plutarch, in his Rules for the Preservation of Health, writes, "Epaminondas is reported wittily to have said of a good man that died about the time of the Battle of Leuctra, 'How came he to have so much leisure as to die, when there was so much stirring?'" That is a very interesting statement. How can you, when there is so much work to do, when there is such a great need for your services, how can you take time out to die? You should be ashamed to entertain any carnal-mindedness. It is when you retire and have time on your hands that you have time to die. Retiring, withdrawing, is a step of which to be wary. Watch your thinking. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Death, that which frets itself free from one belief, only to be fettered by another, until every belief of life, where life is not, yields to eternal life." Close quote. Death is a belief that one cannot get what he wants. He gives up. This is accompanied by intense fear and utter hopelessness. Paul defines death very definitely when he says, quote, "For to be carnally minded is death." Close quote. The remedy is easy. Reverse your thinking and become spiritually minded. To be successful, you must be active. Waiting with God is activity, as, quote, "God rests in action." Close quote. The action of good is always restful, but quietly waiting with a sense of inactivity or complacency is not godlike and is the devil's workshop. This state of idleness tempts you often to drift into the habit of thinking of age and death as inevitable. Thus, you let down, you begin to retire, to fade out, to die. Science and Health tells us, quote, "The admission to oneself that man is God's own likeness sets man free to master the infinite idea. This conviction shuts the door on death and opens it wide towards immortality." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "If God is admitted to be the only mind and life, there ceases to be any opportunity for sin and death." Close quote. Do you see how easy it is to not give death an opportunity? Then why do people seem to die? It is just because they refuse to admit God is the only mind. You have been tempted to think that death is a natural thing when it is not at all natural. Don't be tricked into thinking that there is any such thing as a natural death. The one thing you readily accept is that you were born. If you accept the belief of a beginning, you have to accept the belief that there was a time before is. This would necessarily include an is not, and that would tempt you to accept an ending. To die is an easy thing to do. Just keep right on being carnally minded. Mrs. Eddy was sure of the termination of death and tells you how to do it. She says, quote, "Mortality will cease when man beholds himself God's reflection, even as man sees his reflection in a glass." Close quote. It is as easy as looking in a mirror. You are reflection, the showing forth of God. Seeing yourself as reflection is being spiritually minded, which Paul says is life and peace. It is easy to live. Just be spiritually minded. Quote, "The time cometh when the spiritual origin of man, the divine science which ushered Jesus into human presence, will be understood and demonstrated." Close quote.